A huge dress rehearsal for regional earthquake disaster relief was supposed to happen next week until the ongoing pandemic forced its cancellation. The scrubbed Cascadia Rising exercise would have involved more than 22,000 soldiers, sailors, and airmen, as well as state and local emergency planners. Some smaller drills featuring civilian volunteers are going ahead this weekend and next. Correspondent Tom Bonsi tells us about the unusual ways earthquake relief may get to you.
Here's the drill scenario. A magnitude 9 full rip of the offshore Cascadia earthquake fault from Vancouver Island to Northern California that brings widespread devastation west of the Cascade Range in Oregon and Washington. The highways to the east, the north, and south are severed. In this worst-case scenario, help will come from above, says aptly named Sky Terry. He's ex-military, now a nurse in Bellingham.
In a full Berlin airlift effort. The other analogy would be the China-Burma hump in World War II. You lose a land route, all you've got is air to supply everything and keep supplies going.
Terry is helping organize private pilots to go into the breach, presumably alongside the National Guard when the big one happens for real. Cascadia megaquakes typically happen every 250 to 800 years, so we're in the window for the next big one. A week from Saturday, more than 100 private pilots from across the Northwest will practice shuttling supplies from outside the disaster zone into Western Washington and Oregon. Walla Walla will be a main staging point for the Emergency Volunteer Air Corps. But wait, won't the destination airports such as Renton, Bellingham, Hoquiam, and Port Angeles be wrecked and unusable? Terry says the backbone of the private airlift will be nimble little Cessnas, Bonanzas, Moonies, and Piper planes.
You don't necessarily have to use an airport. We can use a long stretch of Highway 101 or I-5 or any long two-lane stretch of road. So we're not totally dependent on having to have all the airports survive.
Event organizers have collected 60,000 pounds of boxed food for this one-day drill. The volunteer pilots and ground crews at the destinations will hand over that cargo to food banks to simulate bringing aid to an earthquake disaster zone. Terry says another goal of this drill is to demonstrate to state and federal authorities the capabilities of general aviation and inspire confidence. He got the attention of the Washington State Emergency Management Division, where Robert Ezell is director.
When our state suffers the anticipated Cascadia earthquake and tsunami, it'll take every resource we have to get our communities the help they need. Volunteers are going to be a necessity, and we're constantly looking at how they'll be incorporated into our response.
Separate from the aerial relief drill, bicyclists in Portland on Saturday are practicing how to distribute disaster relief on two wheels. Not just any two wheels, on sturdy cargo bikes, some capable of schlepping up to 200 pounds. Event co-founder Mike Cobb says cargo bikes are ideal to get airlifted supplies across the last mile to recipients in neighborhoods.
You know, there might be 3,000 or 5,000 cargo bikers in Portland. And you can bet that a good portion of those people are going to want to help. And so we're going to optimize a system to deploy these willing and capable cargo bikers.
This will be the sixth edition in Portland of what's known as the Disaster Relief Trials. Previously, there were corollary events in Seattle, Bend, and Eugene. Cobb says the drill takes the form of a competition. Bicyclists must visit 7 checkpoints, pick up mystery cargoes, and scale obstacles along the way.
Preparedness doesn't need to be dour and laborious and boring. And in fact, if it is all those things, you're going to get statistically less citizen participation.
If you don't happen to own a small airplane or a cargo bike, there are other ways to be inspired to prepare for the big one. Portland, Manzanita, Depot Bay, and Newport, Oregon are some of the places holding preparedness fairs or disaster rehearsals in the coming days. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.